from my time in Anchorage. Mm-hmm. It was really good. I had knee surgery, so nothing really serious. Well, it was big surgery, but I'm back and very happy to be back. I really miss Bethel, miss Talk Line. Yes. Now I had like a caller experience because I tried to call in a few times and the phone just rang and rang and rang. And I thought, oh, yeah, that's what it's like sometimes. So anyway, how did it go? How are you?
Well, we opened up every one of them while you were gone. You were gone about a month or?
Yeah, about 5 weeks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, but we've had a talk line every time,
yeah, I mean, thanks to the people who came in. I saw Alyssa Rogers on there, Ray Bourne.
Yes.
Did Nikolai Jokic come over again? Or
no, not. You
did
know,
you have some other people?
Yes, we had. We've had some other people. We had. We had Aaron Moses and
nice.
A couple of other guys that came by. You know, but they were mostly during like the first openers for fishing.
Mm.
And then people had a lot of questions, and we decided that we should, have them here so they can answer the questions.
Education.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. That, good.
And then it went really well.
Nice.
So,
all right.
Like, we didn't have a dull moment, you know.
Oh, I could have stayed in there a couple more months.
Yeah.
Although, no, it's really getting hot in Anchorage. It was 100 degrees yesterday, I read.
Yeah.
100 degrees in Anchorage.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I mean, that's... crazy.
And then the weather lady had corrected that and said, yes, it may show like it's 100 degrees, where the sun is, but they need to take the ambient air temperature, in the shade and away from buildings and anything that might reflect the heat, and that would be the true temperature. So it was 89 and 90 degrees. It went up to 90 degrees. So
oh, my gosh. That's still really hot.
But that's still really hot, yes. So what we're feeling is 100 degrees, though, in the sun.
Right, because of the position of the Earth to the sun this time of year for people in the Arctic areas.
Yeah.
The sun is super hot. All right, so we have our first caller, Rose, from AVCP. Good morning, Rose. Welcome to Talkline.
Hey, yeah, this is Rose from the AVCP Environmental Program. She's got an announcement for you, an event she's hosting here.
Okay.
Good morning. This is Rose Kalistuk. I work with AVCP's Environmental Program.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to be partnering with Delta Backhaul. We're going to do an electronic waste drive on July 24 from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're going to be collecting household hazardous waste, old computers, old copy machines, phones, anything, fluorescent lights, lead acid batteries, household batteries, old tape and Sullivan.
Wow.
This project is being sponsored by Donlin Gold and Overgold, and we are also partnering with UAA and AC Company and Central Recycling, Alaska Marine Lines, NIC, University of Alaska Fairbanks. Probably the Sea Life Center folks will come out, and also staff from the University of Washington, they will be also educating folks on how to use environmentally safe products. This e-drive is only for Bethel residents only. We did the upper Kuskokwim, or no, the middle Kuskokwim last year, and this past winter we did the lower Kuskokwim from Tuluksac or Akiak, I guess, all the way down to the Tundra villages to Napakiak. So this coming winter, we're looking at working with the coastal villages. So,
wow.
Thank you, Delta Backhaul. Doug Huntman is the owner, and he's going to bring his staff. And all of this is for free. So I encourage Bethel residents to bring all your electronic waste that you don't use, your old light bulbs, old paint, again, household hazardous waste, to the ABCP lot right across from the old fish plant.
Okay, yeah, that's really down on, that's down on the river, right?
Yes.
Oh, that empty lot that's got pipes and stuff on it. Okay, bring them. Okay, across.
And I just really wanted to commend Rose and Doug working together to get all of this stuff out of our region, because if they weren't collecting it all and organizing so many partnerships and pulling so many organizations together to get it out of here, it would just be sitting in the waste dumps or in our homes.
I know. So what's the plan then, Rose? Once everything's collected, how do you handle it from there?
Delta Beck Hall Central Recycling, NIC, will be packaging them because we're partnering with the Alaska Marine Line. They're going to give us some connexes to put the e-waste in there and all the waste that were collected, and they're going to ship them down to Spokane to be recycled.
Okay. And that would include, like, old computers that people might have?
Or, old computers.
From
old
the old
monitors.
Days. Yeah. And monitors. Okay. Thank you.
And you mentioned also batteries, you said?
Yeah, batteries, household batteries, and lead-acid batteries.
Okay.
So the lead-acid batteries are used in cars and boats, those kinds.
Mm-hmm. Now, at that ABCP lot, do you know where they'll be dropping them off? Will there be somebody there all the time, or?
Yes, we're going to be there from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're going to be giving away door prizes, some gifts, and also serving AC and Pacific Alaska Wholesale. They're going to be serving hamburger and hot dogs.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it'll be fun. And
that's
neat. We have a lot of people that are hired temporarily for this project, so they'll be able to, like, move stuff around. So as long as you can get it in the truck and get it over there, don't worry about unloading it too much.
Okay. Sounds good.
What an awesome service.
Really.
Also, at the same time, there's going to be a free training sponsored by Zender Environmental. They're going to focus on backhaul and solid waste concerns in Bethel. Activities will include hands-on practice of preparing materials for backhaul. So at the same time, Evelyn Agnes and those that are involved with Zender and Backhaul Alaska will also be training people there for free again.
And we'll have more information about their page about that training that people can sign up for, because that's a several day training.
Okay.
Wow. Thank you very much. And gosh, I didn't write the date. Remind me of the date again, because we'll announce it later on in the show too. What was the date?
The 24th of this month.
July 24th. Okay, great. All right.
And it's only on the 24th of this year, the July 24th, not come and go. But
yeah, so the next opportunity will be, you know, at least a year away. So if you've got stuff piled up in your business or in your home, this is the opportunity to get it out of the region.
Okay, great. So 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. July 24th at the AVCP lot across the old plant, processing plant and near the river. Okay.
And great. If you need more information, you can call ABCP at 543-7373. That's my line.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is Rose, and Nastasia Castle's number is 543-7374 if you can't get a hold of me.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thanks for helping us spread the word. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank
okay.
you.
Thank you.
What a great project.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Okay, good. So that was, that's really important. Probably just about everyone has a little technical something sitting in their storage or something. They don't know what to do, but you really shouldn't put them in a landfill because they leach out chemicals that you're not aware of, and they just take up a lot of space. And here's an opportunity to haul it out of our town, which is really a neat project. So she did a good job with that.
Yeah, that's good. That's good to hear.
So now how has your fishing been?
Oh, it was, you know, of course, like in the beginning, you know, it's, there's always that anxiety, you know, when is there any fish out there? And then, you know, what are we going to catch? And, you know, the wrecks. And people had a kind of a tough time with the understanding everything, you know, because there was so much information about regulations. But, you know, the second opener was a lot. The first opener was on June 8th.
Oh, wow.
And then, and then they had a lot of restriction. But people caught some. There were a lot of little kings, you know, baby. They were almost like smaller than whitefish, those kings.
Yeah.
And people were kind of wondering about that, you know, and the elders were saying that maybe there's something going on out in the ocean.
Huh.
And we learned that maybe the temperature and other factors were involved with them maybe having an early comeback. Usually they'd be out in the ocean maybe 2 or 3 years before they had come back to the river they were born.
Mm.
But second opener was a lot better, you know, and that was on the 12th, and people were catching kings then. And then we had another opener shortly after that. That was a Wednesday. And then Saturday, another opener, and the evening was better. So people were catching kings, mostly kings, during those first two openers.
So it's been a good year. And then the weather's been good for the hanging.
And the weather has been excellent for drying.
Yeah.
Yes. And then,
so good.
So, I think people are done, pretty much done, almost done.
Uh-huh.
You know, still, you know, people are waiting for, I guess, silver's next. And then the chums were a little bit late coming, you know, but they're starting to get here. But people, I think, you know, what I've seen on the fish camps out there along the Kuskokwim, you know, they were just colorful this year.
Oh, my gosh.
So people were excited then. And it went fast. To me, it went fast.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's already in July, and then it's going to start winding down, and now people are showing pictures of
salmon berries. Yeah. I know. So they're getting ready. So it'll be. I hope we get some rain now. Now that the fish are up and they've been hung and everything, now go ahead and rain.
Yeah.
Because I think it's getting dry, isn't it, out there?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, we haven't had rain for a while. We've had a little sprinkle, you know, before you came or right around that time.
Yeah, yeah.
But but it's pretty dry out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, the berries have taken root, you know, and they suck up that moisture from way down from the ground, you know.
So they'll be okay.
Yeah, they'll be good.
Good. All right. Yeah. Well, we have another caller, Sonny. Welcome to Talk Line, Sonny.
Good morning, Sonny.
Yes, it's been a very long time since I spoke.
Mm-hmm.
But, welcome. A verbal thank you to all the people who are listening and helping my family, which includes Tony and Ruth Yvonne, Alexi and Alita Jimmy. Their children and my family. For some of them that know what the events that have been going on with me, I would surely love to hear them say thank you. And you guys are very kind. Thank you for the prayers and the understanding that you guys have given. And also to finally say we're having our services on tomorrow, Saturday, 2 p.m. at the OMC Multipurpose Building. And if you have any questions, you can gladly ask family and we'll answer you the best way we can.
Okay.
To many of you that are thinking of helping, we'd surely appreciate it as well. But thank you to all, and have a good and safe weekend. Make sure to tell your children that you love them and let them know to hear from your voice as a mom or a dad, whoever is watching the children, especially both. Let your children know that you love and care for them. Say that this weekend. Say that every weekend. Say it Monday through Friday. Let them know that you're there for them. So I'd like to say farewell and see you guys again someday.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Sonny.
Yes, our condolences to you and your family, Sonny.
Okay. Well, that was a nice call.
Yeah.
It sounds like there's been some support for that family, and glad to hear that.
And that reminder about telling your own children that you love them, that you care for them, and that you're there for them.
Yes.
That's important to for people.
True.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people have been enjoying being out there. There's a lot of people still at the fish camp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because once you get started, you got to be there until the end.
Yeah.
Or until you put them away in the freezers.
It's hard to break
or
away.
Or however, yeah. So you can't just
come and go.
Yeah.
Casually.
So, yeah. So once you get started, you have to see to the end, you know.
Yeah.
To get make sure your fish are okay.
Right.
To put away and, you know. And then, but this year has been excellent, you know, because we didn't wait days, you know, for them to dry, and that was a big plus,
right?
We have a caller from
Napaskiak.
Good morning to Stephen.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Okay. I have a few things. First, CB of Bethel with the individual business that don't want to keep the liquor stores. They keep transferring from this business to that business. And I think the city of Bethel needs to consider opening an alcohol distribution center if the liquor stores ain't going to go away. Hello?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no, yeah, we're just then, listening.
Yeah, and then the other thing, U.S. Fish and Wildlife has been taking care of the lower portion, the Amniac and Dawn, for the past 5 years. You know, they should have everything in line and straight and, you know, get the ins and outs of this and that. And every year it's the same situation, you know, when one thing is asked, the federal U.S. Fish and Wildlife refers it to the state of Alaska. I think it would be better if we have one management system instead of you know, and what was that Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission created for, you know. So the Fish and Wildlife should have the ins and outs of these regulations by now. And it's kind of upsetting to know that when we call for information, they're clueless. It's kind of upsetting. Even though this year we have better years than the past 5 years. 2000 next year is the year that we're going to need to watch, because in 2013 the king salmon came in very low numbers. So.
Okay.
Those are the two things. The city of Bethel really needs to consider opening an alcohol distribution center if these businesses, even Cesar, is trying to transfer his business license or whatever it's called, permit, to another business. They're not keeping their words. You know, 6 months into having this terrible traders, they're already looking to transfer it to another business. So better, you know, look at Cotsby. They have their city has a alcohol distribution center.
Yes, and they have that lets the city have more control over how it happens. Yeah, that's local
and I
option.
Think that would be better in the long run, because you know the city can limit the orders, even probably people ordering directly from Anchorage, you know. So I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, it seemed like those concerns he has with Fish and Game. Mm-hmm. If we can hear somebody from Fish and Wildlife or Fish and Game respond to his concerns, you know, and I know that they have, I think they still are having weekly meetings. I'm not sure now, but I know in the beginning there they were having weekly meetings to to, you know, for fishing concerns. So, I don't know if they're still holding that. Maybe they are, but it would be good to hear from somebody from Fish and Game or Fish and Wildlife to, you know, give us an update about what's happening.
Yeah. So, and then he mentioned the alcohol sales and kind of the shifting licenses from one entity to another, and how we we voted. The vote was to go wet to allow licensure. There are other options too, like Kotzebue. They have local option where the city runs the alcohol distribution, and there's identification that people have to provide. They can suspend people's ability to purchase. They can do more things than a business can do in terms of controlling the flow. And also, that means that all money that's made goes directly to the city. It's not nobody's making a profit or making money off of it. The city makes the money and then uses it for whatever they use it for, programs. So
that was Kotzebue, right?
That's Kotzebue, yeah.
Okay.
That's their model for handling it. And so I think that there was a petition that went around, and I'm not sure what the petition said, but I think it got filed, and this is to put something on the ballot in the fall. So if somebody knows about that petition that was finished and can call in and tell us what that was, and it was something to do some more regulation of alcohol.
And then, and then also I think one of them was, part of it was that only restaurants or that can serve.
Yes, I think maybe that's the petition that went, that's been going around.
Yeah, I kind of thought it might have been, I know that was mentioned.
And I think that's to put it on the ballot, that only restaurants can serve.
Yeah.
And that there would not be a liquor store.
Right.
Per se.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I had some kind of timer. I don't know why.
okay.
Sorry. Oh, I set it up for the 5-minute timer. I guess you and I have talked too long already. We don't have any callers, but we do have, we're going to have a break coming up in a few minutes. So we may ask the next caller to be on hold, and when that break comes, it'll come at about 10:27, and there'll be a little bit of music, and that's usually for sponsors to have, you know, we'll have a word from sponsors or a PSA during that time, and we're going to kind of be working on our timing on that to make sure we kind of are in sync.
Yeah, so people, you know, be aware of that, and then please don't get disappointed about about a break.
I know. We're professionalizing. We're upgrading our process and allowing there to be sponsorship, which Public Radio needs. Now, why don't we go ahead and give out the numbers again? And what might happen is you, if you call in, you may be asked to wait a few minutes while we do our station break. So the numbers,
but don't go away, you know, when you hear that. Yeah, so. But our numbers to call are 543- KYUK, that's 543-5985. And then the other number, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954. Or
you can call, you can write us at radio@kyuk.org. We'll read your email over the air. And I don't have any emails listed here, so I hope people maybe will use that. Sometimes that's an easier way because then you don't have to wait online.
We kept messing up with this one about the email.
Oh, did you?
We didn't read one time, and so we finally read it a week after.
Oh, delayed reaction.
Yeah, but
that's
it was still valid though, you know, and then it turned out.
Yeah, so I'll scroll through here and see if any emails came in. But
But were you at the fair yesterday?
Well, I did a little roam around. I can't really stay on my feet too terribly long, but it looked good. It looked like there was a good turnout, and they had a nice stage with the band and bands, music playing. I thought that was really cool. Yeah, so this is this is when our break is going to begin.
Okay.
We've got nice little music. This is our soft music.
Yeah.
This is our break. Cool. This is our calm break music, everyone.
Okay.
And we're going to have a quick break. So please stay tuned or go ahead and call in. You may wait until after the break for more Talk Line coming up after this.
Yes.
Greatest moments with a walk down a musical memory lane. Mondays and Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to noon is your time to catch back up with some of your favorite tunes throughout history. All the hits on KYUK 640 a.m.
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
This is Michaela from New York City. You're tuned into everyone's radio station, KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska.
Okay. Okay, we're back. I think we're coming back. Okay, well, that lovely music you've been listening to is Robert Charlie, his doo-wah song, and it's really nice. So thank you, Robert Charlie, for the music you've put together. And I think that was in our archives, and Julie found that. So
yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. So we didn't have a caller.
Yes, you know, they tend
just staring at the board.
Slack off.
Well,
you know,
it's summer, too, yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, a lot of people are busy with still there at that fish camps, you know, and people are swatting off mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Now,
how are you going to handle the heat that's coming? Because tomorrow and the weekend, it could be up in the 80s.
Yeah, I wouldn't exert myself too much. But people, you know, maybe somebody knows something about that, you know. We've been relying on our callers to educate us on things like, you know, what about the heat we're expecting, you know, what should people do to, you know, be healthy and, you know, not have any incidents.
Yeah, it looks like over the weekend it's going to be 86 to 88.
My gosh.
I know, almost 90. You know, in the shallower streams, that's what I worry about. Because they get too warm for, you know, fry and stuff. I mean,
yes.
You know, the shallower, yeah.
Yeah, waters, yes.
Fish are sensitive to their water temperatures.
That's right. And then,
Yeah. So it's going to be really sunny. It would be really easy for people to get bad sunburns, to become dehydrated. You get dehydrated before mm-hmm. you even know it. And the really key thing is to continue to drink fluids.
Yeah.
And I don't mean Coca-Cola.
Yeah. So what's best
water,
to drink?
Yeah. Water. Water, lemonade, mm-hmm. tea. Just keep fluids in your system before you're thirsty.
Yeah.
Don't wait until you're really thirsty and starting to feel the effects of being mm-hmm. dehydrated. Just kind of keep a flow of, keep yourself drinking throughout the day.
Hmm. You know, if I want to drink this summer or, yeah, this spring, it's called electrolyte drink mix.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That helps and replenish, then, yeah, electrolytes that... when you're out, when your heat will sort of, because
yeah.
you're sweating without realizing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you lose important vitamins or whatever, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
And then I found that drink for me, you know, it works.
Yeah.
Helps with my cramping, you know. And
right.
And then, yeah, you're right. Some people don't realize that when you're sweating, it's a lot more than it seems.
Yeah.
You know, that
yeah.
your body is losing a lot of fluids and
those then, electrolytes, like
yeah.
you say.
So,
so that's the first thing. And yeah, being because of where the Earth is in location in relation to the sun, and we're up here in the Arctic area, we're near the Arctic. The sun will be even hotter than it would feel if you were in the lower 48.
That's what I heard, yeah.
And so, you know how in those days there'll be like a nice cool breeze, but you can feel the heat of the sun on your face?
Yeah.
But the breeze is very cool. So the difference now is we're not going to have the cool breeze. It's going to be hot air, and the sun is going to really do a number on you. So wearing hats is a good idea. Loose, long sleeves, or put sunscreen on if you're going to have short sleeves. Because
okay.
I've seen some burned people from yesterday, mm-hmm. the 4th of July. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have Yvonne from Bethel. Good morning, Yvonne. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning to both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Yes.
Yeah, I thank the big man up there for all the fish and
yes.
people at fish camps. We got food for the winter,
mm-hmm.
but it's not a good time to sit back and relax. Knowing that there's no tailings pond yet, from the mine up there, that big pond of poison, if it breaks, it'll kill everything here on the Kuskokwim. The Kuskokwim River provides. Period. And knowing that there's no cyanide port yet, and no heavy barge traffic, and I encourage people to keep that in mind. We have to act.
Mm.
And Jalista, I know they have an obligation to help us out and stop that mine from happening.
Mm.
And I don't think it's right for Fish and Game to give me and my people a hard time and stress us out when the salmon are here. We, the people of the land and waters, know they are coming back. All the tributaries in Alaska. And it's not right for Fish and Game to give us a hard time like that. And it's their obligation, and I'm thankful for that. As long as there's no high seas interception in Area M, and them trawlers, and they got enforced that, what is that, 300-mile limit?
Oh, yeah.
So as long as they're doing that and not intercepting our salmon, we, the people of the land and water, know they're always coming back.
Okay.
But I also thank the people for trying to make the Bethel and the surrounding villages a better place to live. We got the petition done on the for beer and wine and only on restaurants, no liquor stores.
Mm.
But we need to support no dope stores, too. Man, we carry a heavy bag for our people in the surrounding 56 villages, but Bethel is the hub.
Yeah.
In closing, you people that make Bethel, your home, I encourage you to vote. Register to vote. We need your vote. Mm-hmm. Come October, if some petitions go through, and they go on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And have a safe berry picking time and wear your life jacket.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Good morning.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, thanks, Yvonne.
Good morning. Next, we have Mark on the line. Good morning, Mark. Thank Yay. You for calling.
Good morning. Hey, great job to everybody on the 4th of July yesterday.
Yes, really, yes.
Great dynamite. And great, you did an excellent job running the stage show, bringing out all of Bethel's great talent, real Bobby Gregory, the master showman that he is. he did a fantastic job. They all did. And, so, yeah, and, you know, I never used to, when I was in school, I couldn't even tolerate the thought of baked macaroni and cheese at lunch, you know, and I've never been a big green beans fan, but that barbecue shack there yesterday proved me wrong because the those two sides they had were as good as the barbecue was. So I hope, I can't remember whether it was Ken's barbecue or Ed's barbecue, but anyway, his wife lives here in Bethel, and he lives down in Anchorage, and they come out and put on a little grill, and boy, I hope we see him out here again.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wish I'd gone by that one.
Yeah, no, that was good. You know, it's supposed to get pretty warm these next few days. I talked about a little bit. I think we're fortunate-er than Anchorage because it sounds like we're going to have a little sea breeze. It's really weird, huh? 80 degrees and it's blowing out of the north.
Right. Please. Well, it's going to, it could go up to 88.
Yes. It's going to be awfully hot. It's going to be awfully hot all over, not just in Bethel, but out in the villages. So keep an eye on your elders. Make sure they're drinking plenty of water. You know, make sure that they're staying cool because this hot weather can have a real big impact on them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So just look out for everybody, you know, plus your pets. Make sure they get plenty of water.
Yeah.
So, and otherwise, you know, enjoy this nice weather. I hope we have a real nice weekend. So.
Okay, yeah, thanks.
I just wanted to pass those on. Thanks very much.
Good.
Very good, yes.
Yep, bye.
You know, Bethel could use a barbecue restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that'd be so good.
Hmm.
Yeah. Barbecue. I like barbecue, but I miss that one there. Yeah, so do look after people who might be vulnerable to heat, like elders, and make sure that they're taken care of and kept comfortable. And then pets.
Oh,
those poor dogs out in the sun with no shelter.
Yes, take care of those pets.
Try to give your pets, make sure they've got water. It would be great if you could put them in a place where there's shade if they're an outdoor dog, or, you know, have a box. Mm-hmm. But the boxes probably get really hot.
Ugh, yeah.
Dog boxes. But there's plenty of water for them. That'll help. Okay. So we have somebody else looks like they're calling in. Do we have our Tundra messages?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we were going to read
actually,
some of our announcements.
Tundra drums for today, July 5th. Registration is now open for July, August swim lessons at the Fitness Center.
Mm-hmm.
Classes start July 8th and include all levels from preschool through adult. Visit ykfitness.org or call 543-0390 for schedules and to register.
Cool. Yay. Okay, good.
And then also another one. Why don't you read that?
Oh, you want me to do it after the call? We have a call.
Oh, we do have a call.
Yeah, so Dave, welcome to Talkline, Dave. Thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
I would like to, on behalf of the ATG Memorial Park Planning Group, to invite the community to visit the ATG Memorial Park. The purpose of this park is to honor 1,435 men and from the Yukon Kuskokwim area that served their country during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And the park is still under development. We've been working on it for 5 years. It's a volunteer project. And we still have some things going out there. We have a lot of work to do. Please help us honor these folks from this area that served their country during wartime.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you very much for this opportunity to invite you to go out to the park to help us honor these people that served their country so very well. Thank you very much, and
Dave,
have a pleasant day.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. Good day.
Thank him for his service, too.
Yes, we certainly do. He put in a lot of time into that in the beginning, especially, you know, when he most needed someone to help with that, and he was the one that was behind it all the way through.
I like going out there. I think it's very beautiful, and I like the display. I mean, the names up on the board, and then they've got the statue, and it's really well done, and the boxes
very
that are planted.
Good. Yes, it's a very inviting place.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, Casey. You're on the air. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yay.
Yay.
What another beautiful day.
It's going to be great. Great.
Boy, that the fairgrounds yesterday, that was what a beautiful day for a change for 4th of July.
I know. Yeah. I thought that too.
So, I thought that that big flag hanging from
that was cool
truck.
Way up there.
Like,
yes.
I think we're going to try to get a bigger flag.
Oh, wow. that was amazing.
Go for it.
That one's like a 12 by 18, and then we're going to try to get even a bigger one. So
wow.
Yeah.
But, with the talk about the heat wave that we got coming up here, besides hydration, which is very important, everybody needs to be extra aware of wildfire danger.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we currently probably have a open burn ban, any kind of fireworks ban going on.
Yeah.
And but you know, you got to be real careful about cigarettes and all that kind of stuff. So Anchorage has been experiencing some wildfires right inside Anchorage, and it's going to be a real danger. So everybody, be very careful about open flame of any kind.
Yes.
Thank you.
So, all right, that's what I had to offer today.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Casey.
Very good. Yes, thank you.
Very helpful.
Very good reminder, yes.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
And we have Grady Fire Station.
Okay.
Go for it.
I was calling from in front of the fire station. I'm glad I called in because on hold, we're not able to hear the other callers. So I'll be fixing that as soon as I get back to the station. But I called in because I can't take all the credit for yesterday. The musicians on the stage joined in and came in, and a couple of them arranged to have others come and join in the show. So many thanks. I was in tears this morning with the joy that I felt over having such a great day with everyone yesterday out at Pinky's Park. So I want to thank everyone, especially big thanks to Mike McIntyre and Ben Balladay for coming out. And it was Mike who got the extra performances there. So, Bobby Gregory, that's all thanks to Mike McIntyre.
Mm. Yeah, well, Gregory, I had a question. That big plane that flew by above over the fairgrounds yesterday, what was that plane?
Well, you know, you should have asked that to Mark. He probably could answer that better than I.
Yeah.
But I do know that was part of that Air Force detachment, or that detachment that was here this week, and I can't really speak much more on that because I would just expose my ignorance.
That was a sight.
Yeah, I think they aimed the shadow at our event, so they were trying to cast the shadow. It's kind of cool.
Yeah,
that was deliberate. The shadow. Oh my gosh!
And then,
that's funny.
And then he did a, what do you call it? You know, when you're on an airplane, you did a, you do a like.
Oh,
a,
like rotating.
Yeah. No. To say
hi,
hello, or you know, to send a greeting
like they
down to
the
us.
Wind, kind of.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was awesome. Yeah, that's neat.
It was an awesome day all around. You know, the weather really, really cooperated. I have a sunburn today from it, but I hope that everyone out at Fish Camp enjoyed their day and had good luck, and I hope that everyone out there is enjoying this great weekend we're going to have.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That's definitely right.
Okay, well, thanks, Grady.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Yeah. I think a lot of people had some extra time off, you know, like the day after the 4th, you know.
Now, I know the post office is open today, even though it's the day after. So.
Yeah, but I think a lot of the people that usually work, they have a holiday. If it falls during a weekday or something.
They get extra.
Extra, seem like, you know. Mm-hmm. So some people may have some time off today.
Yeah, that's all right.
And I woke up this morning thinking it was already
Saturday.
Weekend.
Yeah. I know. I thought so, too. I thought, Saturday. Here we go.
It was so big yesterday.
Yeah. And let's see. Oh, Wilson. Wilson from Bethel. Good morning, Wilson. Welcome to Talk.
Hey, good morning, Wilson.
Good morning, there, happy people.
All right.
I need to let you guys know that KYK is the best. I don't know. I don't know what else to say.
Oh.
Hotline is the best. And the only other place that's nice as far as people go as Bethel is Alamo, Sonora, Mexico. And that's where I'm moving in about 4 or 5 years when my youngest boy is done with school. Because those people are nice, too.
You're moving to Mexico.
Yeah. And, you know, when they build that wall, I'm the only one from the north side crawling over, climbing over to get home. Alamo, Sonora is my home.
You're going to.
That's, I mean, that's going to become my home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, gotcha. Most important, the reason why I call is it's going to be a hot day, and I can already feel it.
Yeah.
You know, I got a little bit of sweat on my forehead. If it's hot for me, there's some elders at home. Just to remind the people out there, grandmas and grandpas are home. Maybe they can't get around. I'm in trouble opening a window because they're arthritis or whatever.
Yeah.
Please check on your elders this weekend.
Yeah.
Make sure they have water. Make sure they're, if they don't have a fan, go buy one, borrow one.
Yeah.
You know, they need to keep their bodies cool just like us. They might end up having heat stroking. We don't want that.
Yeah. It can be helpful to put like a cool, a wet dish towel maybe around their neck. And that'll help cool them off.
That's my main reason for calling it. Take care of your elders, you know. Mm-hmm. They mean the world to me and everybody else with their wisdom and knowledge and abilities. Check on them a couple hours, every 3-4 hours a day, especially in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right, thank you, Wilson.
Thank you, Wilson. Mm-hmm. That's funny. Wilson's going to be the only one trying to crawl on the crawl over the fence from America to Mexico. Anyway,
our lines are open.
Lines are open, and I'll read a couple of announcements here.
Yes.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is seeking volunteers for a restoration advisory board for the formerly used defense sites at the former Bethel Airport and Bethel Aircraft Control and Warning Station. Interested parties can email public.affairs. Oh, now somebody, I'm sorry, I apologize. They didn't, the person who typed this up didn't type it up as an email, so I don't know really how to read this email because it's not in an email format. Anyway, I'll find out what that email is, but it sounds like they're going to start making decisions about what to do with some of the defense sites that have been in Bethel and converting those. That's good. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. ABCP building is open today at 5. It opened this morning at 8. And then I think we read this already. Registration is now open for July. August swim lessons at the fitness center. Classes start July 8th, which is Monday, and include all levels from preschool through adult. You can go to ykfitness.org, or you can call 543-0390 for schedules and to register. I used to be a swim instructor.
Oh, you?
Yeah, I taught this one class called Mommies and Me, And it was babies. I think the babies were under the age of 6 or 7 months and their moms. And so we would, you know, have the babies splashing in the pool. And, you know, you if you put the baby underwater, they have an automatic reflex that shuts down their desire to breathe. And so they'll look at you and they'll kind of smile and then you pick them back out of the water.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, it's really fun. Cool. But don't try that at home. Yeah. Let me just say that.
Yeah.
Only by a professional. Okay, we have a caller from AccuChuck. Good morning. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning. I just want to say good morning to especially Peter there.
Oh, good morning to you.
Yeah, this is Eddie.
Yes, I recognize you. Good morning.
Okay. Yeah, been good fishing.
Yes.
Good. Yep. Okay, have a great day.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you.
All right, bye. Okay.
Now, we have another caller, Tim, but I know we have a break coming up, and I'm going to look for Gabby to give me... Oh, it's 4 minutes till the break. Oh, okay, so we have time. Tim, welcome to Talk Line.
Hi, good morning. I'll try to stay within 4 minutes before the break. Beautiful... breezy day out there, but like previous callers have indicated, it's supposed to be a pretty warm day, pretty warm week. And just remind people, like the previous caller, to check on your elder and provide them with fans and perhaps some cold water in the refrigerator, ice. And it's also important to keep an eye on your pets as well. The dogs that are tied up outside, they're going to need water. They're going to need shade. Just take care of them, keep them well. And I just like to thank God for a great summer. We've had the weather was great for drying and look forward to berry picking and hopefully the temperatures out there wouldn't climb any higher than, you know, what we're forecast to get, 80 to 90 degrees. It's something that we're not accustomed to for an extended period of time. You know, we've seen this for a day or two, but we've never seen it for a week. And even, you know, just been outside this morning, the wind is warm. And imagine 80-degree wind. Yeah, wow. I don't know what it is, climate change or whatever is happening out there. It's might be an unbearable one, but wish everybody a safe time during that time period.
Okay, thank you, Tim. Appreciate that. Yeah.
We on it, Tim.
Okay. Hang on a minute, please.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Hi, Alok and Peter.
It's Joanne. Hey.
Okay. Okay. Have a great one.
I like to hear her voice. All right. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, so we are going to come up on a break here in, I have 10:53. For a break, but it doesn't, I can't keep track of this thing. All right. So, maybe we don't have a break for another couple minutes. So, at 1:30.
We got time
for 1 minute 30.
Oh, we do. Okay. Yeah.
I'm losing my touch on this show. I've got to get myself back into the sink here.
No, just relax. Yeah. Just enjoy. Sitting down.
I'm just going to look out the
window. But, you know, Friday.
Tonight.
Today. Today, we're looking for mostly sunny skies and highs in the 60s to 70s, northeast winds 15 miles per hour. Tonight, we're looking for mostly clear skies, lows in the mid-50s to lower 60s, northeast winds 15 miles per hour. Saturday, we're expecting sunny skies, highs in the mid-60s to lower 80s, northeast winds 15 miles per hour. So and then for the lower Kuskokwim, that's for the lower Kuskokwim Valley. We're looking for Friday, sunny areas of smoke, highs in the upper 70s to lower 90s, north winds 15 miles per hour. Friday night, clear areas of smoke, lows in the mid-50s to lower 60s, variable wind 10 miles per hour. Saturday, sunny, areas of smoke again, highs in the lower 80s to lower 90s, variable winds 10 miles per hour.
Okay.
And for the coastal, I know there's people listening along the coast, and then there comes our break. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
And you can call in, and you might be asked to wait until the break, but go ahead and call in if you'd like.
Yes. And take a little breather.
Send your friends and family a special message on their special day. Tune in and call in to the birthday line every weekday from 3:30 to 4 p.m.
Hi, I'm Katya McDalton from Greenbrook, Alaska. You are listening to KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska. You know what fellas good for, Bermuda.
Hi, I'm Mike Hoffman from Bethel, Alaska. You're listening to KYUK 640 AM in Bethel.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
This is Dylan from Massachusetts. I listen to KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska on the internet at kyuk.org.
Yeah, it's the same music, the okay, Duwas song by Robert Charlie.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, I like that. So, and there's a listener, one of our promos during our break there, they were from Massachusetts listening to KYUK.org because they can listen to the show on air on the internet. The other thing that you can do, if you go to KYUK, all of the shows are uploaded. So you can listen to past shows like TalkLine, Yuk to Yuk, Fish Radio, Igayutut,
yeah.
The show that Esther and I do. All of those are uploaded, and you can listen to them from the internet.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty neat. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. And then this show, TalkLine, will be re-aired tonight, usually on Friday nights from 7 to 8:30. And so if you you couldn't get enough, or you want to hear us again on our TalkLine show, you can do that tonight.
But we'd love to hear from you. The numbers are 543-5985 and 543-2756 or 800-995-8954.
Yes, and you can also email us at radio@kyuk.org.
Now you can email or call in anonymous if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd love to hear from you, whatever's on your mind.
Yeah.
So, and then And then our phones are kind of mellow this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and there's a lot going on. Now, the, you know, Dunleavy just vetoed the legislators' operating budget and has put in continuing to make really drastic cuts. They're going to have an impact on the rural Alaska especially. So if you want to call in and you have a point of view on that, feel free to do that. And then, yeah, so there's like stuff going on, even though it's summertime. That legislative session meets next week, and I think they make a final. Then the legislators have to decide whether they want to override Dunleavy's veto.
Oh, yeah.
And if that if it gets overridden, they need, I think...
2/3.
Yeah, they need 45 out of 60 legislators. Originally, the legislators had presented to Dunleavy a budget that both sides agreed to, the House and the Senate. And that was fine, but he had a different, he wanted more cuts made. So, yeah. So there's some things taking some pretty big cuts. All right. Yeah. So you may have a point of view on that, and you're welcome to call and share that. Okay.
Or if you got anything else, you know, fishing was really, during fishing time, we were nonstop. We couldn't get to all of our callers, you know, because that's a big thing, you know, for people to, for around here is to be concerned with fishing. And then people were quite a bit of concern about the wrecks that were, you know, they had regulations, you know, and there was, you know, it was a big thing. So, and then, but once people got enough, then they kind of quieted down to talk about fish and,
I think there's a lot of pressures on salmon now, all fish really, with the ocean.
Yeah.
Because there's the change in water temperature, there's the change in food for them to eat, there's trawlers, the bycatch, water temperature changes at the mouth. There are a lot of things are stressful to fish. And then we had all those whales that have been dying and washing up.
Not only them, you know, those or seals.
Seals, yeah. And then when they, I don't know about all the whales, I just know a couple of them. The amount of plastic the whale had eaten.
Yeah,
you know,
terrible.
I saw this sweet little picture of a shorebird feeding its baby a cigarette butt.
Oh, no.
Not knowing, you know, that it wasn't really food. And so I think there's just those kind of stressors. So there's lots of pressures being put on fish, and I really appreciate people who really push for protection and concern and care for what, this, especially out here, what salmon represents. Mm. You know, it's kind of it's a spiritual thing.
Yeah,
that connection and relationship to the fish, and they need that. They need our connection to them to hopefully deal with some of the pressures that are put on them.
And I even seen pictures of different kind of fish swimming up this way.
Right. Oh, I've heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On Facebook, you know, when I was scrolling there one day, I happened to see a picture of this weird-looking fish that people don't see around here.
Do you know what it was? Turned out to be? I've heard of some things like that.
Yeah, so different, though. So... So that's probably we're going to see more of. You know,
we're all going to stay very calm when the first shark comes up.
I think they have shark. Already. There was a story about somebody, what they call fishing for halibut, you know.
Yeah.
And then he thought he got a big old halibut, and he was pulling it up, and then and he had hooked on to a shark.
Oh, no.
This was in our area right out there. So...
Okay, so there it is. It's happening.
Yeah, it's happening. Yeah, and then more different things happening, you know, with the rise in, they say the ocean waters are rising too, and even in some of our villages, I think the coastal ones are noticing that the high tides are higher than they have been in the past, and then the... and elsewhere too, not only in our area but elsewhere, the stuffer or people. They're melting. Ice is melting.
Oh, yeah. The glaciers are.
Glaciers, too, yes.
And so, also in places like Greenland, where huge amounts of glacier melt is happening, and that's what they think. It. Also in Antarctica.
Yeah.
So on both North and South Poles.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that things are going to continue to change, I guess, and we got to find ways to adapt. And, you know, whatever we need to do.
Yeah. Like,
it's changing.
That's why a project like Rose, our first caller from AVCP Environmental Program, that project to take proper care of electronics and your technical devices is so critical because now we see that not doing anything about it causes problems and they can't go into landfills. So anyway, that program, the environmental, AVCP's environmental program will be taking your recyclables, electronic recyclables. So not necessarily recyclable, but your technology, like even batteries. And if you have a dead to the world cell phone that's not ever going to work again, that would be another example. Computers, hard drives. Some of the lighting, fluorescent lighting. I forget she said something about lighting. But anyway, that's July 24th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and that's going to be packaged and hauled out and properly dealt with. And this could include if your business has a bunch of old computers that are stored in that back room, this would be the time to prepare and bring those down to the AVCP lot across from the package, the old plant, processing plant near the river.
July 24th, that's a Wednesday.
Oh, is it? Okay, yeah. Good. So that's where they'll, that's an E called an E drive, electronic drive. So that'll be Wednesday. Thank you. And yeah, so that's probably.
We'd love to hear from you, though. You know, we're going to run out of things to chat about here in a few minutes.
You should be careful because once Diane starts chatting, I tend to get in trouble. So,
yeah, but we'd like
to prevent
to hear
Diane
from, you,
from getting into trouble. Mm. Please call talk line.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
but so I'm still, you know, I'm getting my knees back in shape. Mm. Go out, you know. Go out to the tundra, to the
crutches?
Sand pit. No, I don't. I don't need crutches.
Oh, really?
Oh, I'm done with that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you go through these stages. You have like a walker. Mm-hmm. Your legs are all wrapped, and then you go from walker to. I had one crutch for a while, and then.
No, you had both knees.
Both knees replaced.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, completely replaced. Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, big.
I had one done, you know, some years back, and that was tough enough, you know.
Well, and but you like it, right? It did make a difference.
Yeah, it made a difference.
Yeah, I can already stand and walk with less pain than before surgery, but I'm not able to go do two. I can't bend my knees as far as, I'm still working on that. So I can't just bounce around. And going up and down stairs.
Yeah.
People
that,
would
I
notice.
I used to have tougher time with that, especially going up. Going up was okay,
the
going down
was
a concern.
Oh, look, we have Susan on the line.
Oh, good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Susan. Thank you for waiting. Welcome.
Hi. Yeah. The station breaks you guys do?
Yeah.
Oh.
They don't do those on the Yupik talk shows, and those have high listenerships also, but.
Oh, they're going to do that.
Oh,
They just started with this show, and they're going to start doing it to all the shows. They're going to have a structure for those breaks.
Okay, well.
Good observation.
They could just tell you folks just to do a plug-in for the sponsors every 20 minutes or whatever. They could just, I mean, but whatever. Okay, it is what it is. Technology's moving on, and I got to catch up with it. On the governor vetoes,
yeah.
Kay.
Some of those things are going to kill people. I mean, there's no other nicer way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And
explain what you mean.
Well, the homeless and the elderly programs.
Being cut, yep.
And then I see the college cuts are so drastic. And what's that make a student feel like? A student that's doing their higher education in Alaska, mm-hmm. that wants to stay in Alaska, because statistics pretty much show when people go outside for education, which is valuable too, a high percentage of them don't come back to the state.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a drain. I mean, so he's killing, it's going to kill individuals and it's going to kill our future as far as the value of an education and the jobs that will only hire people that are qualified for these high trained, you know, positions and management level jobs and what have you. It's just, and I think our local representatives get it,
mm-hmm.
but they need enough votes to stop this, and we need to maybe contact other representatives,
mm-hmm.
especially the road system ones, because, you know, rural Alaska is going to be hit the hardest.
Yes.
And the soonest.
Yeah.
And then it's going to ripple effect, and it's like it's going to hurt everybody, but it seems to impact rural the hardest and the soonest. So
mm-hmm.
I just want people to really look at that. And this thing about moving the whole session to Wasilla, you know, that's his home turf, and that's where people are just going to be protesting, Save the PFD and all that good stuff. So it's like it's not a neutral negotiation grounds, I think,
mm-hmm.
for our representatives or the others to congregate. So it's just wrong on so many levels, and I'm just so frustrated about the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So anyway, other than that, it was a beautiful 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a real good weekend. Keep water bottles or whatever in your car because it's going to be hot.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Susan. Yeah. Okay. So however you feel about the budget, if you I used to have the website, akleg.gov, alaskalegislature.gov, akleg.gov. You can get a master list of representatives' emails, and you can email your point of view, or you can call. I don't have the number on right now.
You're not going to keep up with maybe as much as I should, you know, about what's going on with our government, you know. But you mentioned, what, the thing going on in Wasilla?
Yeah, so they're going to have a special session, but Dunleavy wants to have the special session in Wasilla, which is a very unusual. A special session would normally just happen in Juneau, where everyone is.
Yeah.
So he wants to have it there, and I think what's going to happen is some legislators are going to go to Wasilla, some are going to just stay in Juneau, and they're going to have their discussions, I don't know, through video link, I guess. I'm not really sure how they're going to work that out, but yeah, that became, I guess, kind of a little bit of an issue, the location. So we'll see what happens with that.
But our lines are open.
Mm-hmm.
And we got, I don't know how much time we got.
We have about 15 minutes.
Yeah, about 15 minutes. So people have time to make a call.
Yeah, and if you want to learn more about the impact of the Dunleavy budget cuts, you can go to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation's Facebook page and scroll down, and you'll see they provide some statistics on what the impact will be. Already about 9,000 people have lost access to critical dental care. As these cuts begin to get integrated. So you can find out more there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you support Dunleavy or disagree with Dunleavy, you can call the governor's office at 907-456-3500, and you can share your point of view there. So that's 907-456-3500.
Is that his number?
That's the number to call the governor's office.
Okay.
And you can share your point of view one way or another. All right. So it looks like we have Shane on the line.
Yes. Good morning, Shane.
Shane who?
Yeah, Shane Iverson.
Oh, that's Shane. Okay, yes. Okay.
General manager.
From Bethel.
All right.
Good morning, National Shane. Treasure, KYUK, the oldest right, Native yes. American public radio station
okay.
in the world.
Oh,
well, in the North America.
I like
America.
That. Okay, so
I can't say the world.
Cool.
Yet. It is a national treasure.
It hasn't been disproven that we're the oldest in the world, though.
Let's claim it till then.
Yeah, I just, you know. Such a nice day, not a whole lot of calls. I thought it'd be a nice time for me to just kind of jump in and
okay.
kind of give an update. You know, as Susan brought up the budget, and just wanted to kind of let people here, to the listening audience, know what's happening here at KYUK. The budget, the line item vetoes for public broadcasting. There was a sliver of hope I want to first talk about, and that was not line item vetoed. Was our satellite infrastructure, which serves the whole state. So services like ARCS, which allows for broadcasting in every single village, allows everyone to pick up a television signal and all throughout Alaska. And also bring services like the Alaska Morning News, Alaska Evening News, Talk of Alaska, these kind of interlinked services. That was actually spared in the line item veto. So I was pleasantly surprised about that. And I think that speaks to the advocacy work of people throughout the state who just care about public broadcasting, want to make sure the core services are delivered. So that was effective. But, you know, back to the more kind of like somber news is that our direct funding, KYUK, and that of other public radio stations throughout the state, was eliminated. And for KYUK, that represents about $180,000, which represents, you know, I just say 10% of our budget, depending on the year, but 10% is a nice, easy way to remember that. And that is substantial. I am very fortunate. We're all fortunate that KYUK over the years has taken care of our financial standing. So we do have a little savings that we can use to kind of buffer this hit. And that's not going to be the same for all of the public radio stations throughout Alaska. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be a very, very challenging time for some of the smaller stations. We're kind of a middle-sized station in the state. In fact, one of the larger ones because of our television license. But it's going to give us an opportunity to kind of ease into the changes that we're going to need to make. We're not anticipating any layoffs this year, but we do have a hiring freeze. And then throughout the year, we'll be talking about some, you know, really significant cuts. And I think it's not going to be a fun process. I say that because we've been cutting, you know, for the last 5 years. Everyone who's followed the legislature knows that it's been a budget reducing process for years for public radio and lots of other organizations. So that's what we're looking towards. You know, it will be hard to make up that revenue, I think, especially if all of these cuts do go through, because I think it's going to take a while for us to understand the full broad consequences of such a massive change. But regardless of that, we will be working hard on increasing our production revenue. That's things like creating PSAs and other campaigns, radio shows that are sponsored, especially health shows, definitely something we're proud to produce, and we think there's more opportunity there, and charitable gaming. So we're not sitting on our heels. We're charging forward, but we are in for some difficult times, certainly. Okay. Challenging times, you could at least say. Yeah, Peter.
Yeah, go ahead. I was listening intently.
Good.
You know,
I think it's I'll also let people kind of know what I've heard, as we have public broadcasting does have lobbyists and ears in the ground in Juneau, and their the assessment that I heard was it is not looking too good for any kind of override, especially because of the division in where the meeting place will be. And, you know, before the 4th of July weekend, you know, we were told that there's going to be about 20 legislators headed towards Wasilla, about 20 headed towards Juneau. And another 20 that really don't know what they're going to do. And it's obviously a really difficult situation for any of them. But just that being the starting place for negotiations on any possible override, which would still require 3/4 vote. You know, the forecast is rainy. Let's just put it that way. So, mm-hmm. you know, I've already begun to make my plans. As far as our lawmakers, you know, I think our lawmakers, we know where they stand. It's the other lawmakers mm-hmm. that don't necessarily serve us. And I really don't know how effective letters or calls from this region are going to be. I'm not dissuading anyone, but I would just certainly ask everyone, whatever your issue is that you're going to be calling about, I would just be as polite as possible, because just recall that they're going to be getting calls from all over. And these are not from necessarily their constituents. So mm-hmm. just something to think in mind. But our heart certainly goes out to everyone. This isn't just about public broadcasting, of course. I'm just talking about public broadcasting because that's what I am a steward of right now. But, you know, we want to be a place where people can come and we can discuss as a community what these changes mean, so we can, you know, chart the best path forward given the circumstances. And I think that's really all we can do.
Mm, okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Shane. Good.
But to not leave on that note, if I can.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
We had one of the most incredible days. You know, I've been in public broadcasting now for a decade and a half. And it was actually the day that the governor released the vetoes. But that same day, over at the Cultural Center, we had a premiere of Molly of Denali. And you guys have talked about that on the show. But, you know, that is a show decades coming and years in the making. And, you know, it is somewhat ironic that it's being released on the heels of these budget cuts. But regardless, it's such a testament to the national public broadcasting system that we've created a product that features a young Alaska Native girl, and the whole world will be learning through her, and kids will be learning through her. And I've heard the excitement from kids here in town, and I'm sure it's all over. So,
yeah,
you know, regardless, we're part of a national system. I think it's good to remember that. And there are people throughout the country that do care about KYUK and our mission.
And that Molly from Denali, that's a children's show that's going to be on PBS,
yep,
right? Public radio, public TV, kind of like Sesame Street,
yes.
But Molly from Denali.
Yeah, there's so many. You know, we all of us think of Sesame Street as one of the premier, but now Sesame Street is just one of so many really good programs. You know, my 2-year-old kid, we heard him identifying letters and numbers, which is not something we've focused on at all. And we're where did he get this from? We asked his grandparents.
Yeah, because he didn't get it from you.
I'm sorry to say.
<Just kidding.
laughs> I was failing in my duty. But luckily, PBS was supporting me. Uh-huh. He got it from a show called Super Y. Super Y, which is a PBS show that looks at letters and numbers. And so so he's well on his way, thanks to PBS. So it's still cool to be a part of that, and that's not going away.
It is. Yeah that's great. Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Diane. Thanks, Peter, for hosting every week.
Thank you for coming in.
Okay.
Okay, so that was Shane. I'm glad he gave a little update, because that's one of the other vetoes, is public radio and TV received big cuts. So, University got a ginormous cut, so there be that's going to definitely have some ramifications if this actually goes through. The funny thing is, both sides of the House and the Senate both agreed on a budget that was livable, and then he vetoed that. So, like, my goodness,
But if somebody might be interested in calling in. We have a little time.
Yep.
So please do call. Our lines are open.
Yeah, if you want to do a quick call.
Oh, no. We may have.
Oh, there's about one or two minutes left. So
One more call maybe.
You'll have to just call with something quick.
Yeah, so.
If you do. So if you try to go over to the college anytime this summer because you want to register for classes, just be aware that the front door is not available. You have to go down to the ramp door, which is down toward the back of the building, because there's massive renovations going on in the front section. And so, but that back door is open, and there's signs that will direct you to staff who can help you register for fall classes, which is going on now for the throughout the summer. So we have, let's see, we have about 30 seconds left. We're close to the end of the show, so we're probably not going to take any more calls, and sorry for the inconvenience on that, but please call again next week. And yeah, I guess that's that's it.
Yeah. That's it, I guess. We didn't get a whole lot of calls today.
No.
But we got some calls.
But we moved along. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was great to be back. And thank you, everyone, for calling. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend and you stay cool. Keep your elders cool.
Yeah, keep cool this weekend. Yeah, that should be the word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep cool.
Yeah, so yes, we had, you know, just people are concerned about, especially the elders and maybe the animals or dogs.
Yeah, your pets.
Yeah, your pets that might be tied up or, you know, keep an eye on, you know, be vigilant and keep an eye out for everyone. So, and then if you are boating, please wear your life vests and and then just enjoy the warm weather we're going to be getting. Just be safe on the safe side and be planning for it. So, Diane, good to have you back.
Thank you, Peter. I'm glad to be back.
All right.